Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom. First and foremost, giving all praise and honor to the Holy One of Israel, to the Creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein is, by saying hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah. Yah is righteous. Yah is holy. And let Yahweh be magnified. Once again, the Creator has allowed us to come before thee on another night, on another day, bringing to you his great, holy, and exalted words, even the words of truth. My name is Mori Ishaya Yisrael of the House of Israel, located right here in Cincinnati, Ohio, 1907 Vine Street, bringing to you nothing but the truth. And yes, it is true. All we're going to do is tell you the truth, for Yah ordained me to tell you the truth. So this is what I'm going to do. And who is this Yah? Yah is the creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein is. Yah is the Elohim of our fathers, the Elohim of Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yisrael, whom you may know as Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He's our king, he's our judge, he's our lawgiver, and Yah is our only savior, and not just of Israel. Yah is the savior of the world. And I praise the mighty Yah for another opportunity to come before you with his great, holy, and exalted words. Tonight, we're going to be discussing the night, the significance of the night season. Little do people know, Yah said the day is his, and so is the night. And make no mistake about it, Israel is totally divided on day and night. The one thing we should not be divided on. And why? Because the Creator made a covenant with day as well as the night. And what me and many of our brothers and sisters around the country as well as the world, we all have come together in unity to fast 40 days and 40 nights. And I praise the mighty Yah because in this fast, we are in the 33rd day of our fast. We're in the night now, but 33 complete days means that 7 more days, completed days, then our 40-day fast will be over. So the morning of the 20th, we will conclude the 40-day fast. Technically speaking, the day before, that's the last day of the 40-day fast. And then we will enter into the 40-night fast. Now, maybe you didn't fast with us during the 40 days, but I want to inspire you to fast with us in the 40-night fast. And why is that important? One, because Yahweh made a covenant with day and night. So you still making a covenant with the Most High. Number two, the Creator told us in the book of Psalm 50, the division. And I want you to see this in Psalms 50. And watch what it says in the fifth verse. It says, gather my saints together unto me, those that have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. And what we're trying to do is something that Israel have not done. And that is enter into a covenant with Yahweh in unity with one another. Together, by sacrifice, as our fathers did, so are we. And what are we fasting for? We're fasting because we have not been the people that Yahweh made us to be. we have fallen well short of the righteousness that Yahweh is so well pleased about. So therefore, we enter into a covenant of humility with one another, that Yahweh light may shine and rise upon us once again, in spite of the shame and confusion that we have brought and wrought in the earth. And we want to inspire you. Even though you might not have joined us, what are 40-day fasts? But you can join us in our 40-night fast. And we want to be in unity with one another. That's why we're going to talk about the night season. And the Almighty provided you 7 days to be able to, for you to make that decision. Because on the 20th, many of us will begin to fast once again at night. But I want you to understand what the night is all about. If you go to the book of Psalms 104, the Creator lets us know clearly in the scriptures that he will make the crooked thing straight. Not only he got to straighten out the day, because many people think when the day starts, it starts at night. So as you can see, there's a lot of confusion on what a day really is. It's almost so silly that how can you even argue the point? But nevertheless, we will argue the point. And why? Because Yahweh has desired to make the crooked thing straight. Furthermore, we have those who, under the erroneous belief, not only the day start at night, but the night, which brings about the moon and the stars, this is for our months. And if the moon is for our months, which come at night, then that can only mean that the month start at night. Not only the day don't start at night, but the month don't start at night. How can the month start at night when the day don't even start at night? And all month starts with a day, not with a night. And if the month start at night, then that would mean a year start at night. And none of this is the truth. And how we see the night is not how Yahweh see the night. I just want you to see how Yahweh see the night. That way, this season that we're in is called winter. During the time of winter, the darkness increases. Now it's getting dark earlier. The darkness seems to be longer. People are more inside rather than outside. But what is the relevance and significance of this time period? Watch what it says in the book of Psalms 104. And I'll start reading at the 19th verse. It says, he appointed the moon for seasons. And our people think when the Scripture says this, it was talking about Leviticus, the 23rd chapter. No, he appointed the moon for season because the moon come at a certain season. And it's not the day season when the moon comes. It is called the night season. He made the moon to rule the night. He made the moon for light by night. But we got teachers that's just going to make you believe that the moon is for days, even though Yahweh ain't never, ever said that in his word. But watch what it says. He made the moon for seasons. The sun knows it's going down. Why? The sun knows exactly when it's supposed to go. And when is that? Right before night. Because it's not made for the night season. The moon is. And watch what it says. Because, brothers and sisters, we're talking about the night. It says, you made darkness, and it is day. No, it didn't say you made darkness, and it is day. As many of our people believe that the day start at night. No, it says you made darkness and it is night. Because Yahweh separated the day from the night. And watch what it says. Wherein all the beasts of the forest do creep forth. That's when they come. And if you don't understand what Yahweh is saying, watch what he says right after that. The young lions roar after they pray and seek their meat from Elohim. The sun rises, and those same beasts, watch what they do. They gather themselves together and lay them down in their dens. And now while they laying down in their dens, because the sun rises, watch what man does. Man goes forth to his work and to his labor until the evening. Now, do you see this cycle? Well, maybe you do, maybe you don't, but I do. Because there's a season for everything. And we're talking about the night season. But the night season is not just for the moon. It is not just for the beast to creep forth. Little do people know, let me show you, while you got a bunch of people, the scriptures, when it talk about the night, it talk about how evil things come in the night. All it takes is just let it get dark in your house. You can be in your house and let it get dark, real dark, and next thing you know, it's real quiet, and you just start hearing things. It's like you can hear everything. And hearing these things are not, if you heard them in the daytime, they don't mean nothing. Matter of fact, sometimes it's beautiful to hear little small little sounds in the daytime. But you hear them same little small sounds at night, now you're scared. Now you have fear. Because the night is different than the day altogether. Whereas in the day, for the most part, Yahweh do not have your attention whatsoever. Typically, don't have you. You're working. You're busy. You're doing. You're moving. You're going to and fro. But then all of a sudden, the night comes. And your whole countenance changed for the most part. I'm not talking about everybody. Old saying used to be here in Babylon, the freaks come out at night. And there's a lot of freaky things come out at night. And when you want to sin, that's the time to come out. All the sin come out at night. All the downloads, all the uncover, everything come out at night. But let me show you when Yahweh come out. See, because it ain't about the freaks, the creeps, the beasts, the moon, the sun. This is about Yahweh. And when do he come out? Well, let me show you. Go to the book of Genesis, the 15th chapter. Because we're talking about the night. And why? Because we're about to enter into a 40-night fast, still in our 40-day fast. And we got 7 more days to go. And then we go into a 40-night fast. And you must ask yourself, well, I know the 40 days is not over with yet, but you should be asking yourself, what did I learn from this? What did I grow? How did I grow from this? What did this sacrifice do to me personally? Because we're going to go over what it should have done. But oftentimes it don't happen in the day. Because a lot of things happen in the night. So I can understand why our fathers were fast not just 40 days, but also 40 nights. Days you're just busy working. But at night, watch what happens. Genesis 15. In the book of Genesis 15, the 12th verse. And when the sun was going down, a deep sleep fell upon Abram. And behold, a horror of great darkness fell upon him. And in other words, when it says a horror, it's talking about the type of darkness that'll scare you. And he said to Abram, know for certain that your seed shall be a stranger in a land that's not theirs, and shall serve them, and they shall afflict them 400 years. And here we are today, the only people talking about we're in a land that is not ours. No other people talking about like this. And we've been in this land for 400 years. No other people is speaking this way. Then we have nations talking about we're going to commemorate the 400th anniversary of these people who's talking about they've been in this land for 400 years. What other nation, who are they talking about other than us? Who are they speaking about other than us? And where did they get this phenomenon? Where did they even get this from? The scriptures. The scriptures. Not the Quran, not the New Testament, not the book of Jubilees, the book of Jasher, the book of Enoch. None of these books will tell you this. This came right from the word of Yahweh. And that's why Yahweh said, seek ye out of the book of Yahweh and read. Because you're going to find things in his book, in his word, that you're not going to find nowhere else. But little do people know, this is the first vision. This is the first dream the scriptures talk about. In this same chapter, watch the very first verse. It says, after these things, the word of Yahweh came to Abram in a vision, saying, fear not, Abram, I am your shield and your exceedingly great reward. See, this vision came to Abram. And what was the vision? The vision was the word of Yahweh. That's what came. And what did Yahweh tell Abram in this vision? That his seed will be in a land that is not theirs, and they shall be afflicted, and they shall serve their enemies for 400 years. And brothers and sisters, that's why I've been telling our people we're in a state of emergency. In a state of emergency, what do? Well, any state of emergency, you get the people together and you strategize a plan to survive the emergency. And what is the emergency? Well, Yahweh told us what the emergency was. He told us that he's going to return. And when he returns, he's going to return with his anger. And Yahweh is justified in his anger. So what have we strategized to do? Well, we have strategized to enter into a covenant. For Yahweh said, gather my saints together unto me, those that have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. And the covenant that we entered into as a result of the state of the emergency that we see that we're in is to fast. And why? Because Yahweh said, a broken heart, a broken and contrite spirit, he will not despise. So we entered into something that Yahweh himself said he won't despise. And that is to break our heart and to break our spirit. And it's going to take all 40 days. And it's going to take all 40 nights. Why do you think Moses did what he did? And we're going to read it. But this is the key. Before we enter into this night fast, 40 night fast, I wanted you to see what the night is all about, even before you get there. Because a lot of people think, when the night comes, I'm just going to sleep. When the night comes, I'm just going to chill. When the night comes, I'm going to see a movie. I'm going to visit my woman. But little do people know, that's when Yahweh, oftentimes, come to his people. More times than not, he come in the night. And how can you be prepared for Yahweh when you're not even expecting him to come to you at night? You're not even looking for him to come to you at night. But if you enter into this fast, this 40-night fast, your heart is already beginning to physically be prepared. And now all you have to do is begin to learn how to eschew and escape from all the other vanities. There's a reason why on the Day of Atonement, here it is, the Day of Atonement, we fast. But when do our fast begin? At night. And why at night? Because Yahweh, that's when he comes. That's when he wants your attention. That's when he's trying to communicate with you. And here it is, April, at night, a horror, a deep sleep fell upon him. He received a vision about our people. And it says further, 14 verse, and also that nation whom they shall serve will I judge. And afterwards, after I judge them, shall they come out with great substance. This is what happens at night. Yes, the beasts creep forth. Yes, the moon and stars come out. Yes, it gets dark and it gets cold. But Yahweh also comes at this time. And you need to understand that. You need to know that. That's why this night fast is important. Because now, as you go to seek your Elohim in humility, this is the time you want to do it. If you want all your little questions answered, if you want all the crooked things made straight in your life, this is the time. Watch what it says. In the book of Genesis, the 20th chapter. We've seen what happened to Abram. Well, watch this. And Abram journeyed from there toward the south country, dwelt between Kadesh and Shur, sojourned in Gerar. And Abraham said to Sarah, his wife, she is my sister. Now, this is his wife, but Abraham ain't saying this is his wife. You would think Abraham is committing the greatest sin in the world. Why would you conceal something great as a marriage? Well, Abraham did. And Abraham is the father of many nations. Yahweh called Abraham his friend. But yet, he concealed his marriage. And watch what happened. As a result of him doing this, she is my sister. And Abimelech, king of Gerar, sent and took Sarah after he concealed it. But Elohim came to Abraham. No. Elohim came to Sarah. No. Watch what the scripture says. But Elohim came to Abimelech in a dream by night and said to him, behold, you are but a dead man for the woman which you have taken, for she is a man's wife. It didn't say Sarah was a dead woman. She knew she was married. It didn't say Abraham was a dead man, and he the one said, this was my sister. Yahweh went to Abimelech as a result of this. Because people just don't know how Yahweh works. Yahweh said, my ways are not your ways. My thoughts are not your thoughts. And watch what happens. But Abimelech had not come near her, and he said, master, will you slay also a righteous nation? Said he not to me, she is my sister? And here it is. A brother might call his wife sister. Sister this, sister that. And she won't like it because she thinks she better than that. She thinks she more than that. And really, she's not. She is his sister. And really, she's not just his sister. She's his helpmate. Watch what it says. Said he not to me, she is my sister? And she herself said, he is my brother. And why? Because he asked her. And what did she do? She showed the kindness to her husband that any virtuous woman would do. And they were one. The scripture says, how can two walk together unless they be agreed? And she was one with her husband. So she had no problem saying, this is my brother. In the integrity of my heart and the innocence of my hands have I done this. This is what Abimelech said. And Elohim said to him in a dream. And that's the point. The point is, we're going into a night fast where you won't have no food, no water. And now, visions and dreams can surely take hold to you if you're going into the night fast with the right mind. If you're going into the fast with the mindset of seeking Yahweh. Going in with the mindset that now you're ready to meet your maker. Why? Because now you done humbled your soul for Yah. Yes, I know that you did this in the integrity of your heart. In other words, Abimelech, I know you didn't know this was this man's wife, for I also withheld you from sinning against me. Therefore, permitted I you not to touch her. Now, therefore, restore the man his wife, for he is a prophet, and he shall pray for you, and you shall live. And if you restore her not, know you that you shall surely die, you and all that are yours. Well, I thought it was Abram's fault. This was Yahweh's prophet. And today, our people have no respect, no honor for Yahweh's prophets, Yahweh's servants, Yahweh's people. And most important, they don't have no honor for Yahweh himself. And this is exactly why we have entered into a covenant, enter into a covenant by sacrifice to fast 40 days and 40 nights. And brothers and sisters, you should have seen our people. Here they are on a 3-day cruise and couldn't eat at all. A cruise where all they got is food. The most important thing on a cruise was food. And the one thing that was free was food. And the one thing they had in abundance was food. All day long. You just had to watch a bunch of people eating and walk by a bunch of food. Until the night. And guess what you seen at night? A bunch of Israelites who sacrificed together, running to the food together. And it was a beautiful sight because it was unity. It was unity. And they knew what they had entered into before this. And it was beautiful. But now, in 7 days, a whole nother covenant is set before us. We've seen Yahweh go to Abraham at night to show him this 400-year captivity. We've seen Yahweh go to Abimelech at night in a dream. Well, watch this. Let's go to the book of Genesis 26. And this is our father Isaac. Watch what happened to Isaac. Genesis 26 and 1. And there was a famine in the land, besides the first famine that was in the days of Abraham. And Isaac went to Abimelech, king of the Philistines, unto Gerar. And Yahweh appeared unto him and said, go not down into Egypt. Dwell in the land which I shall tell you of. This is Isaac now. Dwell in this land, and I will be with you, and will bless you. For unto you and unto your seed I will give all these countries, and I will perform the oath which I swore to Abraham your father. And I will make your seed to multiply as the stars of heaven, and will give to your seed all these countries. And your seed shall all these nations of the earth be blessed, because that Abraham obeyed my voice, kept my charge, my commandments, my statutes, and my laws. And as a result of Abraham doing this, now Isaac become very blessed. But watch what happens. because we're talking about the night. And Isaac dwelt in Gerar. And the men of the place asked him of his wife. Now, this ain't Abraham. This is Isaac. And he said, she is my sister. My goodness. He's saying the same thing his father said. For he feared to say she is my wife. Least said he, the men of the place should kill me for Rebekah, because she was fair to look upon. And it came to pass, when he had been there a long time, that Abimelech, king of Philistines, looked out through a window and saw and beheld Isaac was sporting with Rebekah, his wife. Now Abimelech called Isaac and said, behold, certainly she is your wife. And how said you, she is my sister? And Isaac said to him, because I said, least I die for her. And Abimelech said, what is this you have done unto us? One of the people might lightly have lain with your wife, and you should have brought guiltiness upon us. And Abimelech charged all his people, saying, he that toucheth this man or his wife shall surely be put to death. And little did Abimelech know, nobody wasn't going to touch her. They wasn't going to touch Rebekah, because Yahweh had already protected them. Yahweh had already blessed them. And who can curse what Yahweh has blessed? Yahweh blessed them. And so nothing, no harm, would ever come to them at all. And watch the 24th verse, because this is the point. And Yahweh appeared to him the same night and said, I am the Elohim of Abraham your father. Fear not, am with you, and will bless you, and multiply your seed for my servant Abraham's sake. And he built an altar there, called upon the name of Yahweh, pitched his tent there, and there Isaac's servants dug a well. In other words, when Yahweh wanted Isaac to know how blessed he really was, he came to him at night. But why? Why at night? Because little do people know, this is the time where your mind and your spirit and your heart go to rest. You go to sleep. This is the time where you're not full of all kind of matter, unless you're just a glutton and an alcoholic, like some people are, and fall asleep after eating all this food and drinking all that liquor, and they fall asleep. Yahweh not coming to nobody like that. Here it is. We're trying to inspire you to enter into a fast so that Yahweh will see fit to come to as many people as he seen that he deemed necessary to let our people know what direction we should be going in. So he can let our people know how to make the crooked things straight. Don't you desire divine intervention? Well, how do you think divine intervention take place? And when do you think it take place? Well, we're showing you right now. Divine intervention is when Yahweh gives visions and dreams to his people so that they will know how, when, where to even walk. Let me show you this. I want you to see this with your own eyes according to the law. Watch what it says. In the book of Deuteronomy, the 29th chapter. the 29th verse. It says, the secret things belong unto Yahweh our Elohim, but those things which are revealed belong unto us and to our children forever, that we may do all the words of this law. So if you want to do all the words of this law, you must have revelation. And revelation are visions, dreams, are the secret things of Yahweh. And who do Yahweh give his secret things to? His righteous servants, his prophets, so that our people will know how to do the law. So who don't want revelation? According to the book of Amos, the scripture says, surely Yahweh will do nothing but what he first revealed unto his servants, the prophets. Revelation. Our people want to go run to the book, to the New Testament and read Revelation. That ain't no revelation in Revelations. That's not even how Revelation comes. People read Revelation and still don't understand nothing. Revelation is when Yahweh come to a select, chosen, elected individuals of his people. And when do that happen? Well, let me show you when that happens so you can understand why I'm trying to inspire you. Even if you didn't do the 40-day fast, please, brothers and sisters, enter into a covenant of Yahweh and at least do the 40-night fast. Because the end of the matter is better than the beginning. Watch what it says in the book of Numbers, the 12th chapter. The day is one thing, but the end of the matter is the night. And there's things that Yahweh will do in the night that he won't do in the day. And let me show you Numbers, the 12th chapter. Watch what it says. Fifth verse. And Yahweh came down in the pillar of the cloud and stood in the door of the tabernacle and called Aaron and Miriam, and they both came forth. And he said, hear now my words. If there is a prophet among you, I, Yahweh, will make myself known to him in a vision and will speak to him in a dream. This is how Yahweh come to his people. And when do our people start dreaming? When do our people have visions? In the night. And I'm preparing you right now to prepare yourself for Yahweh in the night. Before, you weren't even thinking about Yahweh at night. And many of you all weren't even thinking about Yahweh in the daytime. But now you can be prepared. Not only to think about Yahweh, but also to fast and prepare yourself for Yahweh, who know which instrument, which vessel, which soul Yahweh will use to bring about salvation and righteousness to our people. My servant Moses is not so, who is faithful in all my house. With him will I speak mouth to mouth. With him, even apparently, and not in dark speeches like he would do everybody else. And the likeness of Yahweh shall he behold. Why then were you not afraid to speak against my servant Moshe? And I'm here to tell you, our people were taught to any of our people any kind of way. because they don't see our people, no one of our people, as Yahweh's prophets. They don't see that at all. As far as our people are concerned, Yahweh don't have no prophets. And if that's true, then Yahweh is definitely not speaking to anybody in a vision or a dream, because this is how he will speak to our people. But you can think that, you can feel that, and you can believe that. But at the end of the day, I'm here to tell you, you'll be found a liar, because Yahweh do have prophets. And Yahweh is speaking to his people in visions and dreams. And revelations is coming out all the time. But you don't have to believe it. As a matter of fact, you don't believe it, because we see how Yahweh's servants is being treated by his own people. And there's nothing new under the sun. They was treated bad in the past. They treated terrible today. And they'll be treated worse tomorrow. But watch this, because I still want you to see the significance of the night, because that's what we're talking about tonight. I know the beast creep forth at night. I know that's when the moon come out and our people following the moon and looking for the moon and watching the moon and chasing the moon. And I know that. And looking and watching for the North Star and all this stuff. But who's looking and watching and talking about Yahweh, when Yahweh is the one that said he will come at night? But nobody looking for Yahweh, the one that can make all the crooked things straight. Watch this in the book of Genesis. Genesis 30. And let me say this. I'm no different than the rest of you all. The night come, I'm ready to go to bed. I say my prayers, go to bed. But I wasn't looking for Yahweh. But that's exactly who we should be looking for. Why do you think Yahweh said, if you seek me, you shall find me? Watch what it says in Genesis 30. And make that, I said Genesis 30. But we're going to go to Genesis 32. And watch what happens. Start reading at the 22nd verse. And this is what it says. And he rose up that night and took his two wives and his two women servants and his 11 sons, and passed over the ford of Yabbok. And he took them, sent them over the brook, sent over what he had. And Jacob was left alone. And remember, it was in the night. And there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of the day. And when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh. And the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint as he wrestled with him. And he said, let me go, for the day break. The day is coming, man. Let me go. And he said, I will not let you go unless you bless me. And he said to him, what is your name? And he said, Yaakov. And he said, your name shall be called no more Yaakov, but Yisrael. For as a prince have you power with Elohim and with men, and have prevailed. In other words, do you see when we got our name? We didn't get our name in the day. We got our name in the night. We didn't get blessed in the day. We got blessed in the night. when you're not even looking for a blessing, when you're not even thinking about a blessing, when you're not even looking for an angel, and you're not even looking for Yahweh. But yet, this is the time that Yahweh is looking for you. Now imagine, when you really understand what the night is all about, you can be prepared for Yahweh, because now you can enter into a fast with the knowledge of Elohim and to make your sacrifice to Him. And who knows what Yahweh have to say to you. As we can see what happened to our father Jacob, we see what happened to our father Isaac. We see what happened to our father Abraham. And why can't that happen to you? And what happened to our father, Yosef? Watch this. In the book of Genesis, the very first verse. And what are we discussing? Because I want your whole mind and heart to prepare itself for your maker. A lot of times when we look for Yahweh, we're not looking at a time where Yahweh said He will come to us. Therefore, we're not prepared. And watch what it says. Genesis 41. And it came to pass after these things that the butler of the king of Egypt and his baker had offended their master, the king of Egypt. And Pharaoh was angry against two of his officers, against the chief of the butlers, against the chief of the bakers. And he put them inward in the house of the captain of the guard, into the prison, the place where Yosef was bound. And the captain of the guard charged Yosef with them. And he served them, and they continued a season inward. Now watch this. Watch the key to this verse. And they dreamed a dream, both of them, each man his dream, in one night. Each man according to the interpretation of his dream. The butler and the baker of the king of Egypt, which were bound in the prison. And Yosef came in unto them in the morning and looked upon them, and behold, they were sad. And he asked Pharaoh officers that were with him in inward of his master's house, saying, "Why you look so sadly today?" And they said to him, "We have dreamed a dream, and there is no interpreter of it." In other words, what were they talking about? In other words, there was nobody who can reveal this thing to us. There was no one that can tell you the revelation. And did not Yahweh say He will surely do nothing but what He first revealed unto His servants, the prophets? Even though they dreamed it and He didn't, only He, by the inspiration of Elohim, interpreted. Because this one, Yahweh, even though Yahweh came to other people at night, it still took His servant to be the revealer. Watch what it says. they said to him, "We have dreamed a dream, and there is no interpreter of it." And Joseph said to them, "Do not interpretations belong to Elohim? Tell me them, I pray you." And why did he say they belong to Elohim? So why tell him? Because he was a man of Elohim. He was a servant of Elohim. And here it is, our people, under the erroneous impression that Yahweh don't have a man of Elohim amongst our people today. He don't have a servant of Elohim today. And this is not the truth. And you can make them all liars. All you got to do is fast at night and see how Yahweh deal with you. And how Yahweh will open up your mind and heart to him. Watch what it says. "And the chief butler told his dream to Joseph and said to him, 'In my dream, behold, a vine was before me, and in the vine were three branches. And it was as though it budded, and her blossom shot forth, and the clusters there brought forth ripe vines, ripe grapes. And Pharaoh's cup was in my hand, and I took the grapes, pressed them into Pharaoh's cup, and I gave the cup into Pharaoh's hand.' And Joseph said to him, 'This is the interpretation of it. The three branches are 3 days. Yet within 3 days shall Pharaoh lift up your head, restore you to your place, and you shall deliver Pharaoh's cup into his hand after the former manner when you were his butler. But think on me when it shall be well with you, and show kindness, I pray you, unto me, and make mention of me to Pharaoh, and bring me out of this house, stolen away out of the land of the Hebrews. And here also have I done nothing that they should put me into the dungeon.' And when the chief baker saw the interpretation was good, he said to Joseph, 'I was in my dream, and behold, I had three white baskets on my head. And in the uppermost basket, there was of all manner of baked goods for Pharaoh. And the birds did eat them out of the basket on my head.' And Joseph answered and said, 'This is the interpretation thereof. The three baskets are 3 days. Yet within 3 days shall Pharaoh lift up your head from off of you and shall hang you on a tree. And the birds shall eat your flesh from off you. Came to pass the third day.'" And I may add, brothers and sisters, this third day was the third year. Because that's when the third year of Yahweh's Sabbath of years began. It began on the third day, as you will see. "And it came to pass the third day, which was Pharaoh's birthday, that he made a feast unto all his servants. He lifted up the head of his chief butler and of his chief baker among his servants. He restored the chief butler to his butlership again and gave the cup into Pharaoh's hand. But he hanged the chief baker, as Joseph had interpreted to them. Yet did not the chief butler remember Joseph, but he forgot him." Now, it appears that these dreams was just vain. They wasn't vain at all, because they remember how great this was to have someone that's able to interpret dreams, to have someone who knows visions, to have a man of Elohim, a servant of Elohim, one with the knowledge of Elohim. They knew how honorable and special and peculiar this thing was. And they weren't Israelites. And watch what it says in Genesis 41, the very first verse. "And it came to pass at the end of 2 full years." Didn't I tell you the third day happened on the third year, the beginning of the third year. And as we can see, this was at the end of 2 full years. And what come after two? Three. What come after 2 full years? The third. That Pharaoh dreamed. Now instead of the baker dreaming, the butler dreamer, now in this third year. And look here, brothers and sisters. We're going into the third year. We are in the second year of Yah's Sabbath of year. And next year is the third year. And watch what it says. And it came to pass at the end of 2 full years that Pharaoh dreamed, and behold, he stood by the river. And behold, there came up out of the river 7 well-favored cows and fat, and they fed in the meadow. This is what Pharaoh's dreaming now. And behold, 7 other cows came up after them out of the river, ill-favored and thin, and stood by the other cows upon the brink of the river. And the ill-favored and thin cows did eat up the 7 well-favored and fat cows. So Pharaoh awoke. He awoke. And he slept and dreamed a second time. It's still the same night. And behold, 7 ears of corn came up on one stalk, plump and good. And behold, 7 thin ears blasted with the east wind sprung up after them. And the 7 thin ears devoured the 7 plump full ears. And Pharaoh awoke, and behold, it was a dream. And we're talking about the night. And I'm showing you what Yahweh would do in the night. And I'm showing you and trying to prepare you for the night. And I'm showing you what you've been taking for granted every night. And I'm showing you how you didn't even think nothing about the night. You look for the moon. You look for the stars. You look for everything but Yahweh. And now Yahweh want you to look for him. And watch what it says. A verse. And it came to pass in the morning that his spirit was troubled. And he sent and called for all the magicians of Egypt and all the wise men thereof. And Pharaoh told them his dream, but there was none that could interpret them to dream. And could interpret them to Pharaoh. Then spoke the chief butler to Pharaoh, saying, I do remember my faults this day. Pharaoh was angry with his servants. Put me inward in the captain of the guard's house, both me and the chief baker. And we dreamed a dream in one night, I and he. We dreamed each man according to the interpretation of his dream. And there was there with us a young man, a Hebrew, servant to the captain of the guard. And we told him, and he interpreted to us our dreams. To each man according to his dream, he did interpret. And it came to pass, as he interpreted to us, so it was. Me he restored to my office, and him he hanged. And Pharaoh sent, call yourself. They brought him hastily out of the dungeon, shaved himself, and he shaved himself, changed his clothing, came into Pharaoh. And Pharaoh said to Yosef, I've dreamed a dream, and there is none that can interpret it. And I've heard say of you that you can understand a dream to interpret it. And Yosef answered Pharaoh, saying, it is not in me. Elohim shall give Pharaoh an answer of peace. And Pharaoh said to Yosef, in my dream, behold, I stood upon the bank of the river. And behold, there came up out of the river 7 cows, fat and well-favored. And they fed in the meadow. And behold, 7 other cows came up after them, poor and well ill-favored and thin, such as I never saw in all the land of Egypt for badness. And the lean and the ill-favored cows did eat up the first 7 fat cows. And when they had eaten them up, it could not be known that they had eaten them. Ill favor, as at the beginning, so I awoke. And I saw in my dream, and behold, seven ears came up in one stalk, full and good. And behold, seven ears withered, thin, and blasted with the east wind, sprung up after them. And the thin ears devoured the seven good ears. And I told this to the magicians, but there was none that could declare it to me. And Yosef said to Pharaoh, the dream of Pharaoh is one. Elohim has shown Pharaoh what he is about to do. Now, who is Pharaoh? Pharaoh is not the sons and the daughters of Yahweh. Who is Pharaoh? Pharaoh is not the one that Yahweh said he carved on the palms of his hands. Who is Pharaoh? Pharaoh is not the one that Yahweh said is my everlasting gates, my world without end, my darling, my weapons of war, my salvation to the end. If Yahweh can go to Pharaoh at night, what in the world do you think he would do with us? Watch what it says. The seven good cows are 70 years. The seven good ears are 7 years. The dream is one. And the seven thin and ill favored cows that came up after them are 7 years. And the seven empty ears blasted with the east wind shall be 7 years of famine. Thing which I have spoken to Pharaoh. What Elohim is about to do, he shows to Pharaoh. Behold, there come 7 years of great plenty throughout all the land of Egypt. And there shall arise after them 7 years of famine. And all the plenty shall be forgotten in the land of Egypt. And the famine shall consume the land. And the plenty shall not be known in the land by reason of that famine falling. For it shall be very grievous. And for that the dream was doubled to Pharaoh twice. It is because the thing is established by Elohim. And Elohim will shortly bring it to pass. And this is the part that I want y'all to see. Because this is the part. This is the indictment that is made upon our people. And let me show you what it is. Verse 33. That's what Pharaoh said. Now therefore let Pharaoh, or Joseph said to Pharaoh, now therefore let Pharaoh look out a man discreet. Now what do the word discreet mean? Discreet means he don't tell all his business. Discreet means he don't tell everything he know. Discreet means he keep his affairs intact. Discreet means he know how to go about doing his business without a bunch of fanfare. Watch what it says. Now, therefore, let Pharaoh look out a man discreet and wise, and set him over the land of Egypt. Let Pharaoh do this, and let him appoint officers over the land. Take up the fifth part of the land of Egypt in seven plenteous years. Let them gather all the food of those good years that come, and lay up corn under the land hand of Pharaoh, and let them keep food in the cities. And that the food shall be for store to the land against the 7 years of famine, which shall be in the land of Egypt, that the land perish not through famine. And the thing was good in the eyes of Pharaoh, and in the eyes of all his servants. And watch this. And Pharaoh said to his servants, can we find such a one as this is? A man in whom the spirit of Elohim is? And here it is. Our people is not even looking for a man with the spirit of Elohim. They will rather tell you there is no man with the spirit of Elohim. And here, even the heathens was looking for such a man. And watch as they look for this man. Look at how they describe this type of man. And watch what it says. 39 verse. And Pharaoh said to Joseph, "For as much as Elohim has shown you all this, there is none so discreet and wise as you are. You shall be over my house. According to your word shall all my people be ruled. Only enthroned will I be greater than you." And Pharaoh said to Yosef, "See, I have set you over all the land of Egypt." And Pharaoh took off his ring from his hand, put it upon Yosef's hands, arrayed him in garments of fine linen, and put a gold chain about his neck. And he made him to ride in the second chariot which he had. And they cried before him, bowed the knee, and he made him ruler over all the land of Egypt. And how did all this come about? From the visions, from the dreams of the night, when nobody is looking for Yahweh, but Yahweh always looking for his righteous servant. This is how Yahweh communicates with his servant in visions and in dreams. And what do Yahweh want you to do? What is Yahweh inspiring us to do together? Here it is. We entered a covenant where we will fast 40 days as we are doing right now. And we have 7 more days. And then we enter into another covenant. This covenant in 7 days will be 40 nights. And why? Because the end of the matter is better than the beginning. The end of the matter is the night. The end of the matter, time, where Yahweh himself see fit to come to his servants. How else would we know the direction in which we are supposed to walk? How else would we know what to do? How else can the crooked things be made straight? How else can we humble ourselves before Yahweh where he see fit? To spare us, to hide us in the day of his anger, and make no mistake about it. Yahweh is justified in his anger. Look at our people today. Look at what we refuse to do. Even though Yahweh gave us his words, we still see it's not good enough. Consider this thing that we're telling you. How long do you think Yahweh will allow the foolishness the evil, the wicked, rule and flourish in the earth. How long do you think the governments can continue to do what they do? Think this thing is going to last forever? And I'm here to tell you, it is not. And how long do you think Yahweh will allow his people to blaspheme his great, holy, and exalted name? Yahweh will return, and he will return sooner rather than later. So join us. You have 7 days to consider it. We will enter into our 40-night fast. So until tomorrow, Yahweh love you, and so do I. Shalom.